Elissa Walker Campbell, want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, the 2015, the NBA Finals are over. So what did we learn from this particular series? Because it certainly lived up to the hype and it was entertaining. We are thrilled to have with us tonight NBA Sirius XM radio host and senior writer and analyst with the Bleacher Report, Rick Bucher. Good evening, Rick. It's nice to have you on the show. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, appreciate it. Pleasure to be with you.
Okay, well, we've got so many questions to address in our interview, and obviously there were high expectations for Golden State coming in to this season, but I want to back up a moment. Let's glance in the rearview mirror. I mean, what was your belief what Golden State, what the Warriors would be able to accomplish, especially with the challenges that they would face in the Western Conference?
Yeah, I thought that they were capable of this. It was really a matter of who they were going to have to go through to get there. I thought that the one team that was capable of knocking them off, the greatest team capable of knocking them off, was the San Antonio Spurs. Obviously, they didn't have to face them. Spurs weren't able to get past the Clippers. I thought the Memphis Grizzlies were also capable, and I think that we saw that. I saw why the injury to Mike Conley was clearly a huge factor in that series. And then Jeff Green wasn't quite the player that I expected him to be. So when you put it all together, I said early on in the season that I thought that they had all the pieces to do it. It was simply, again, we saw health being such a huge factor. That worked in their favor. It didn't work in the favor of just about every other team that they faced. But if you talk to anybody who's won a championship, they will tell you that health does play a part in it. And certainly that was in the Warriors' favor.
It was an impressive run. I have to be honest with you, though, Rick. I mean, I was a bit cautious about what they might be able to accomplish just because of the transition, the hiring of a new head coach in Steve Kerr. And so my question to you now is, how was he able to accomplish what he did as a rookie coach? I mean, what was the key ingredients to his success?
Yeah, I think a big part of it was that, obviously, one, he had a great staff. I mean, Alvin Gentry, former head coach, now hired again to be a head coach with the New Orleans Pelicans, and Rod Adams being one of the best defensive minds in the game today. Those were his two top assistants. And then the fact that you had the hunger of Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and guys that had been around and were disappointed in getting knocked out in the first round last year, combined with that all those guys improved. I mean, this was such a better team than Mark Jackson had. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson came back significantly better players after playing with Team USA. Draymond Green coming into a contract year and understanding that his role could potentially expand, came back a significantly better player. Even David Lee getting hurt at the beginning of the year ended up working in their favor because it gave them a chance to see what Draymond Green was capable of. Sean Livingston was a huge upgrade as a point guard coming off the bench. Maurice Spates came back better. Leandro Barbosa gave them a scorer off the bench that they had not had previously. And then Steve did the phenomenal job of saying, hey, look, I acknowledge and I recognize and I respect the job that Mark Jackson did. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to change anything dramatically. I just want to add a few tweaks. And then he did that. And he got everybody involved in a way that they hadn't been in Mark's system. And even guys like I know, you know, Draymond Green and Steph Curry were staunch advocates of Mark Jackson and had... You know, they were a little skeptical with Steve coming in, and he won them over in short order, and that to me was the difference.
NBA Sirius XM radio host Rick Bucher is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Connect with us. We are interactive. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And so in your observations and your opinion, I mean, Steve Kerr, is this the best rookie coach ever? I mean, because what he did was phenomenal.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think in terms of guys that have won championships their first year out. Who does that? Who's supposed to do that? He did as well as you could possibly do. I'm trying to think what Phil did when he first took over with Doug Collins. Greg Popovich came in. But in all those cases, those guys were with the organization. So I don't even know if you put them necessarily in the rookie coach category, because Steve Kerr had no association with the Golden State Warriors. He had no familiarity with the players that he was now taking over. So in those terms, yeah, it's hard for me to think of, you know, with the caveat that I may be missing somebody. Red Auerbach, when he first took over, Bill Russell. Outside of that, yeah, I'd have to say that it was, this is the greatest performance by a rookie head coach.
Okay, so from a historical perspective, what's your overall view of Golden State?
Yeah, that's where I am not. A lot of people are talking in those terms, and I'm not even sure they're in the top five of the teams that won championships in the last 10 years, simply because they are a team in the greatest sense of the word, in that they had everybody contributed. And you know, that was one of the things that Steve Kerr did well, even in the playoffs. I was surprised that he used as deep a rotation as he did, playing 9-10 guys consistently. Normally, the standard is that when you get to the playoffs, you shorten your rotation, you lean on your best players more. And he really didn't do that from the beginning of, I mean, throughout the playoffs, and not even in the NBA Finals. He continued to play 10 guys and give them significant minutes. But I look at this team right now, and you know, deciding who all-time great teams is a little bit like deciding MVP. It starts with what's your definition. You know, what are you basing it on? And I'll just start here. When I look at this team and I look at championship teams, generally you have at least two Hall of Fame players, or you have two players who you would project saying, I can see them in the Hall of Fame. No doubt, whether it's Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd, or it's LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, it's Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and maybe Tony Parker. I mean, these are all championship teams. Even if you're going to 2006 Miami Heat, you've got Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal. And I look at this Warriors team, and, you know, Steph Curry continues to go the way he has, already being a league MVP. I'd expect that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, but the rest of the squad, I don't know who that second guy is. And so I look at what they accomplished, and it's impressive, and certainly 67 wins. But I wonder if we're just seeing sort of a changing in the guard, where San Antonio was too old, Oklahoma City was injured. Did they catch lightning in a bottle? And until I see a little bit more, I don't see the teams that they went through. It's not as if they had to beat a defending champion. It's not as if the Eastern Conference, I mean, Cleveland really was the last man standing, and obviously had lost a number of pieces, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. I'm a little slow to say this is one of the all-time great teams. They're going to have to win and win again and win decisively for me to buy into that. I'm not going to give it to him just based on what they did this season.
NBA SiriusXM radio host Rick Bucher is with us tonight at YSR The Big E Sports Show. We are up against the clock, and we will be rejoined with Rick Bucher.